Now back to earlier days in media. In 1939, the National Archives did something it had never done before. It recorded for posterity an entire day of radio from sign-on to sign-off, just as listeners heard it at home. The station they chose was WJSV in Washington, D.C., and the date, September 21st, 70 years ago today. We're assuming you do not have 18 hours to listen to the entire broadcast, so independent producer Ben Shapiro has this distillation of one day of radio and life in the shadow of the Second World War.
Good morning. This is station WJSV in the city of Washington. 6 o'clock.
Good morning, one and all. This is Thursday morning, September the 21st. This is the first day of fall, officially, isn't it? I have a funny feeling this morning that my few words here are being set aside, so to speak, for posterity. I don't know why. Robert William Hyde of Jackson Avenue in Riverdale is 2 years old today. Hello, Robert. Here's Joe King with the news.
Well, both sides in the European war appear to be marking time. Germany is rushing thousands of troops and supplies to the Western Front. Jewish refugees from Poland are said to be in a state of terror as a result of the Romanian government's order that all undesirables must leave the country in 15 days. This is Columbia Station for the Nation's Capital.
About this time of day, does your face look a bit fatigued? If you're going out tonight, take a Woodbury facial cocktail first. Lovely debutantes give their complexions this beauty cocktail with Woodbury every afternoon before the evening starts. Get Woodbury today.
9 o'clock at WJSV, Washington.
The bakers of Slow Baked Wonder Bread and Hostess Cakes present Pretty Kitty Kelly.
Michael Conway, Kitty's former sweetheart, now her lawyer, is working with might and main to prove Kitty innocent of the murder of Mademoiselle Helene Dupin.
Now, this pawnbroker's a new angle.
Yes?
He sold the gun to whoever shot Mademoiselle Dupin.
Hey, wait a minute. This pawnbroker,
yeah?
His name ain't Clicker, is it? An old guy?
Well, I don't know what he looks like, but that's his name, all right.
I've been fishing with him for the last week.
Oh, you've been?
Yeah, he's up in the Catskill Mountains.
Here is the latest news from other parts of the world.
The capital city of what was Poland, Warsaw, still holds out on the 13th day of the siege, battered by bomb and shell, starved, its great buildings destroyed. One of the heroic last stands of all time. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. If you mean to buy a new fur coat, be forewarned by this good advice from Zlatnik the Furrier. Prices on imported goods are going up. Furs, for example. Insurance rates for transporting furs from Central Europe have jumped 3,000%. Now is the time to buy your furs. Zlatnik the Furrier at the sign of the Big White Bear, 12th and G Street.
Washington, D.C., September 21st. The Congress of the United States convenes an extra session. Right now, the members of the House and the Senate are all sitting quietly in their seats. There are many ladies in the audience, and they're all dressed in bright new autumn clothes. And here's the ovation for the president as he stands there and now lifts his splendid head to smile at the crowd in his usual manner. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Last January, I told the Congress that a war which threatened to envelop the world in flames has been averted. But it has become increasingly clear that peace is not assured. I should like to be able to offer the hope that the shadow over the world might swiftly pass. I cannot. The facts compel my stating with candor that darker periods may lie ahead.
You have heard the address by President Roosevelt. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Four great cars, Plymouth, Dodge, DeSoto, and Chrysler, again bring you your friend, Major Edward Bowes, and his original amateur hour. And now, here is Major Bowes.
First tonight, John Tucker, the Whistling Wizard. And where are you from, John?
Oh, I'm a Londoner, Major Bowes. I came over here about 2 weeks ago, that I was going to one of your universities here, but the pound sterling has dropped so low that I very much doubt whether I can do it. I believe, though, that I'm the only person who can do whistling in counterpoint.
You mean whistle two different melodies at the same time? Can you manage a Bach fugue?
Yes, Major Bowes, strangely enough, I can.
Good evening, everyone. We know that the advanced lines of the French and Germans have been for more than 2 weeks now in constant contact with each other. Casualties have run into thousands of killed and wounded. Nevertheless, warfare on the grand scale has not yet begun. What will Hitler do now? Read that riddle and you'll have the answer to the question in 10 million times 10 million anxious hearts.
Midnight. WJSV, Washington.
One day of radio as heard on station WJSV on September 21st, 1939. Our story comes from independent producer Ben Shapiro.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.